Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
So it was a good message, a message we needed to hear today. My brothers and sisters, Christmas holidays are approaching, and this second Sunday of Advent finds us moving forward in our spiritual pilgrimage. With this in mind, let me remind you of the meaning we are giving to the gesture of celebrating Holy Mass, every Mass at the parish facing the tabernacle. Those three words we mentioned last Sunday: journey, expectation, and conversion. As you know, today we will bless the unborn children of our community. We want to make them welcome in our parish family even before they are born. We can't wait to have them here with us. The pregnant mothers of our parish are a great testimony that human life must always be welcomed with joy. And they also remind us of the obligation to protect all children from the moment of conception. We must all pray, offer sacrifices to God, and work, each according to his own vocation, so that abortion and all threats against the dignity of the human person disappear. In this season of Advent, the pregnant mothers of St. Anne, who will come forward to be blessed with their children, are also a powerful reminder of the mystery of God made man in the womb of our Blessed Mother. They remind us of Mary and the first Advent in history, when she and Saint Joseph prepared for the first coming of the Son of God among us. The heart of Advent is a woman with child, a child who is Emmanuel, God with us. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and the child lay his hand on the other's lair. The feast that prompts us to bless these unborn children today is the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of Mary, which we will celebrate tomorrow. Even though this feast is usually celebrated today, December 8th. Our Blessed Mother was conceived without original sin, and today we rejoice because one of us, a daughter of Eve, a human person as we are, was never touched by the stain of sin. And the Church joyfully exclaims, "Tota pulcra tu es, Maria." You are Mary, completely beautiful. She is God's dwelling. And as the prophet Isaiah reminded us today, his dwelling is glorious. Mary gives us hope because she is the good soil where justice shall flourish in his time, as we heard in the psalm. The Immaculate Conception is the dawn of the sun which will rise on Christmas Day. The sun is approaching. It hasn't come out yet. But today, in Mary, we can see the first rays of the morning on the horizon. The light we see in Mary is the same light that shines in her son Jesus. Yes, Mary is completely beautiful. And to contemplate her at this moment of our Advent journey should ignite in us the desire to be beautiful in the eyes of God, as she is. Today's gospel resounds with the clap of thunder as St. John the Baptist preaches to this church. Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance. Even now, the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. Let me invite you to look at our icon today behind me. You'll see that it is depicting the page of the gospel that has been proclaimed to us this morning. We see the Baptist wearing clothing made of camel's hair. He has a thin face because of his sacrifices and his diet of locusts and wild honey. He's also holding one of the verses of today's gospel. Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. We even have the axe at the root of the tree, indicating that now, today, is the acceptable time, the day of conversion. I want to point out the five men at the bottom of the icon, because those men signify the journey we all must make this Advent. They represent a soul's movement from slavery to passions on the right, your right, to a spiritual union with God on the left. Let us look at each man and try to see what they represent so that we can answer this question. Which one of these figures am I this Sunday? The first figure on the right has his head completely covered out of shame for his sins. He has recognized that he is a sinner, but has not yet stepped into the waters. He could very well represent those of us who know they have to make a change, but haven't taken the plunge yet. The second figure has entered the water and began to shed his clothing. He has his closed hand to his eye, showing he's wiping away tears of repentance. The Eastern Church calls heartfelt weeping the second baptism because it brings God's forgiveness. Have we wept enough for our sins? this Advent. The third figure has removed all material covering and is praying to God for enlightenment. And this is also very important because conversion is not so much something that we have to do. It's something that we let God do in our hearts. Conversion is a grace that we must implore God for and then respond to. The fourth figure has entered the water even farther. His finger is placed by his temple, showing that God has enlightened him to lead a holy life. Conversion is not just about turning away from our past life. It's also about moving towards a holy life. And finally, the fifth man, the fifth figure, is immersed in the water. I love his expression of peace and tranquil joy. He has his hands raised and his eyes closed. He has recognized God. He's fully repentant for his sins and is in prayer. His journey is complete. He has been baptized with water for repentance and is determined to bear good fruit. Let me ask you again. Which of these five men represents you best? Are you like the first one, still wrapped up in your sins, undecided about plunging into the waters of a new life? Are you perhaps like the second one, weeping in sorrow for your sins? Or are you like the last one, feeling already reconciled with the Lord? In the wake of today's readings, and as I did last year, I want to invite you to make a good confession before Christmas. As a priest, I have witnessed countless times these five stages, the movement of many souls from slavery to peace in the sacrament of penance. Many times the Lord has allowed me to see this whole journey in a matter of minutes, from embarrassment to shame, from shame to sorrow, from sorrow to tears of repentance, and from those tears to the joy, peace, and hope of those who allow God to forgive their sins. This Wednesday, December 11th, we'll have our Advent Penance Service here at St. Anne, with priests from all of our neighboring parishes. Don't miss this opportunity. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled with God, because there is no Christmas without Christ. And there will be no Christ these days if we don't let him heal our hearts. I want to conclude by again looking up to the star in the sky of our lives. Let's be beautiful in the eyes of God as Mary is. The Immaculate Conception and today's Gospel are sending us the same message. True beauty can only be found in a holy life. Let's welcome Christ as He has welcomed us for the glory of God. Let's welcome Him in our lives as our Blessed Mother did in her body and in her soul. And we will be blessed with fullness of peace forever. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.